You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Since shelter in place began, another issue health officials around the state have struggled to deal with is packed parks and beaches. You may have seen the photos of people flocking to places like Dolores Park and Stinson Beach. And then there are the crowds at Lake Merritt in Oakland. City officials say the town's crown jewel will need to close if people don't start following social distancing guidelines. KALW's Holly J. McDeed and Julia Linus Goodman report.
Julia and I haven't been outside much lately,
other than for those essential errands, like buying groceries.
But when it comes to going outside for fresh air or exercise, you have to calculate the pros and the cons. It's no longer just a walk in the park.
While we haven't really been outside, we have braved the virtual neighborhood of Nextdoor.com. And Nextdoor is abuzz with people worried about the crowds at Lake Merritt.
My name is Carl Johnson. I've seen lots of people out picnicking, kids, families, not wearing masks.
My name is Leslie Rose. I feel like I'm getting a lot more exercise because I'm constantly jumping out of the way of people.
My name is Lexine Alpert. It's annoying to have somebody huffing and puffing from running and they're a foot away from me. And I told my friend, this is the last time I'm coming here.
During our travels on Nextdoor, we also meet Christina Beach. As a kid, she remembers trips to Fairyland, the amusement park at Lake Merritt. It felt like Disneyland. And she says now she lives a 5-minute walk away and the lake feels more like a lifeline.
I live in a small studio apartment, and right now I've got construction going on every single block on each side. Go escape to the lake just to have a refuge from the noise and to get some peace of mind.
And she's not the only one escaping to the lake during shelter in place. She says the lake is so busy, every day feels like a Sunday. And she is worried about contracting the virus.
Surprisingly, I'm not that squeamish, but it kind of freaks me out when they jog too closely, sweating and panting.
But Beach is also nervous about something else. A few weeks ago, she was at a coffee shop near the lake when she noticed a cop standing nearby.
And a woman came up to him and said, "Did you see all the thousands of people that were at the lake this weekend?" And he said, "No." She said, "Oh, yes, there was tons of them. It was really horrible. None of them were wearing face masks." And he said, "Well, you know, they're probably just needing to let off some steam. They've been cooped up for a long time."
Police say they aren't making arrests or citing people for physical distancing violations, but Oakland has closed off parking around the lake on weekends and issued dozens of citations for those infractions. And officials have also banned vendors from city parks.
Beach wonders what kind of message the city is sending with those restrictions. And she worries about incidents like that woman complaining to the cop in the cafe.
I found it disturbing. Times are chaotic, and so they're really hyper-focusing on shaming people.
She sees the lake as a gathering place for different communities, and she worries that all these rules and citizen policing are making people feel unwelcome.
So the lake is for everyone, so I'm just frustrated that people aren't thinking of positive solutions that preserve what the lake is, and instead of thinking about ways to make it a private front yard.
Jason Corburn, who directs the Center for Global Healthy Cities at UC Berkeley, agrees.
The city of Oakland should not be discouraging by locking up parking lots and forcing people to only go to one space or another. It's a terrible policy.
Corburn says limiting access to parks will unequally impact Oakland's low-income residents, who are disproportionately people of color.
Low-income residents are often living in smaller living quarters with no backyard, no front yard, no balcony, no way to get outside. They may be having to stay inside in an unhealthy home that may have toxic mold or lead or other things that we're not addressing.
And research shows that the virus is more likely to spread in indoor spaces than outside in places like parks. So getting outdoors might be the healthiest option.
But Corburn says not everybody lives near a well-maintained park. and larger, more desirable parks tend to be located in wealthier neighborhoods.
Just because you live near the beach or a beautiful regional park doesn't mean that you should be the only people to have access to that. To restrict people about where they can go to parks is regressive and discriminatory and probably racist.
Lake Merritt has long been a flashpoint for debates about who gets to access public space. In 2018, a white woman called the police to report two black men grilling at the lake. The men say she was targeting them because of their race. Oakland teacher Logan McWilliams says the incident was part of a pattern.
When the barbecue Becky situation happened, it really made me realize that I had just become too accustomed to discrimination and racism.
In response, McWilliams started an event called Barbecuing While Black, where black people gathered at the lake as a way of claiming their right to be there.
And it had made national news, and it became a force within the city around what happens when we come together in the spirit of unity and love.
But issues around policing of public space haven't gone away, and the pandemic has only added new concerns.
The Alameda County Sheriff's Department has received over 3,000 complaints about physical distancing violations, and the agency says most of those complaints are coming from Oakland.
That doesn't sit right with McWilliams.
I think that people that are calling to complain are not necessarily concerned about health and safety so much as they are concerned about black and brown bodies that they're uncomfortable with being around or they're uncomfortable seeing have joy.
McWilliams says the city shouldn't rely on policing to get people to follow the rules. On the other hand, as much as she doesn't want to see increased police enforcement, she worries about people not following the guidelines and then getting COVID-19.
Social distancing is just necessary at this time, especially for people of color and black people, even more so because we are contracting it and dying from it at much larger proportions than other members of the community.
McWilliams does support actions like reducing opening hours at the lake or closing off sections at certain times. She says without any restrictions, people could get sick.
Over-policing just isn't the answer, period. But there some changes do need to happen so that people can be safe.
Oakland officials say they're trying to keep parks open and limit the crowds. The city has plastered signs about social distancing around the lake. Mayor Libby Schaaf launched the hashtag #GiveTheLakeABreak to implore residents not to crowd in large groups.
And what you can do for the lake for its birthday is give the lake a break. Please give the lake a break in honor of its birthday.
Park ambassadors wearing bright orange t-shirts that say COVID-19 now patrol Lake Merritt to remind people about the rules and hand out face masks.
If parking restrictions and education fail to persuade people, Mayor Schaaf has said it could be necessary to ramp up enforcement or even close down the lake.
Please, this weekend we had too many crowds, too many events, too much crowding. Wear your mask and do not have mass gatherings.
With so many competing concerns about Lake Merritt, a lot of people are just avoiding it altogether.
But for regulars like Christina Beach, a trip to Lake Merritt is like a kind of meditation.
She says there are ways to go outside and stay safe.
A couple of times a day, Beach puts on a mask and braves a walk out of her apartment to the lake. Sometimes joggers get too close, but she has an escape plan for that. She freezes, ducks, and then gets out of the way.
They're not going to go out of their way. They're going to just keep going or they're going to just swiftly go by you. It's definitely our responsibility to make ourselves safe.
And often she plops down on a park bench and watches the community in motion from a distance.
Without fail, every time I walk around the lake, I have a feeling of great appreciation for living in Oakland. You can see drummers, you have the bird watchers, bubble machines.
For Christina and others, the lake can be both soothing and mellow and kind of a minefield.
But it's one that she and so many others will navigate for the sake of getting outside.
At Lake Merritt, I'm Holly J. McDeed.
And I'm Julia Linus Goodman for Cross Currents.
You see that woman
Holly is KALW's justice reporter, and Julia is a fellow in our audio academy. Find more stories about how the coronavirus crisis is affecting the Bay Area at kalw.org/coronavirus. Get ready.